and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's, at this moment, probably spraying the horse down.
Nice.
Yeah. She came in on her usual day of taking care of things, you know, yesterday, and so she's off today, which is cool, because then otherwise I'd have to do it. We have this partnership, as every married couple does, and it shifts back and forth. Some days I'm out there, you know, mostly she'll get out there, especially during these really, really hot days out there. So today is the 16th of August, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. That Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. They got so many great things happening over at Shasta Regional. It's hard to talk about. That's why once a month them coming on and talking about all the new things that are happening there. It's a blessing to the North State, that's for sure. Of course, Liam's here. We're teamed up again, buddy.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good.
It's good.
I'm waking up.
Glad to see that you could join us.
Enjoying the the early birth of the day.
The early birth of the day. Oh, yeah, singer-songwriter we have here.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, tell us what it's going to be like today.
Yeah, so we're going to have, what's today, Wednesday? We're going to have a high of 108 today. We had a low of 79 last night. There's a heat advisory continuing through Thursday night. But we're going to start cooling off. We're going to have a high of 100 Thursday, 98 Friday, 96 Saturday. There is a heat advisory in effect, though. Today through Thursday night, chance of showers Thursday, thunderstorms and showers Thursday night.
That's weird.
Yeah.
You know, it sprinkled the other day.
It did sprinkle.
And last night was all cloudy.
Yeah.
And I stood there watching, seeing, is it going to rain? So it didn't. But it may on Thursday.
It might.
Okay. Who knows? All right. Hey, weather reports are always brought to you by our friends out at Shasta Gas Propane. I say friends because Chuck Kinney, the Kinney family, and Judy are friends, personal friends. But they're such a success because they treat their customers as friends, too. It's locally owned, locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have payment plans. They have it all out there at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. Okay. I don't even know where to start today. But let's start close. Let's start at the Board of Supervisors. Today, our guest today, by the way, at 8 o'clock is going to be the sheriff. Now, the sheriff was giving a plan, was giving a way forward with the jail yesterday. And I thought it was during the meeting. Yet, I have not seen one thing in the Record Searchlight about it. The only thing Record Searchlight talks about is the chaos at the meeting. At the Board of Supervisors meeting. Did you hear about this?
No.
They had to empty the chambers.
Oh, no.
They had to take everybody out. And it's two names that everybody's familiar with. The chairman of the Board of Supervisors, Patrick Jones, who's trying to ride herd on everything that's happening there, and Nathan Pinckney.
Naturally.
And now this is what I'm getting. And Nathan, sometimes Nathan listens to the show.
Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Nathan. and, you know, and then he was on the show. And the Nathan Pinckney that was here on the show is a different person totally than what I see or read about in the chambers. You were here that day, right?
I wasn't. Oh, I listened, though.
It must have been. Okay, it's one of those days you weren't here. Comes in with a sports coat, like a black turtleneck.
Yeah.
Very reasonable.
Respectable.
And we talked about what happened that day. That time the guy used the N-word. That the DA is supposedly investigating to see if they can prosecute under using words that cause a confrontation or something. Frankly, you're reaching, in my opinion, on that one. Yeah, of course, the word's horrible and all that and blah, 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 blah. But and I think you still have a right to say things as bad as they are, as we've proven all over the place. Anyway, but going back, I guess they were discussing something. Let me get into the specifics of this. I just love talking about this. Why? Because every time something like this happens, people have a tendency to focus on that like I'm doing right now. I'm doing it too. Yes. Here's the headline on the Record Search Lite. You ready?
Yes.
Where can you see firefighting goats graze in Redding? Yes, that's got to be the lead story.
Okay. I saw them on Placer.
Oh, they're everywhere. Yeah.
They're cool.
You know what? I saw a, you see these reels on Facebook.
Yeah.
That one reason I go on Facebook now is look at reels, frankly. And I may put a few things in there. I like to do a share on Facebook. If it's a good event happening or somebody's doing this, I'll share it because, I don't know, maybe two people see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you want to do it. Pat's playing, Piano Angels, Caring Heroes, Exodus Farms.
Yeah.
Good things that are happening. You want to share that out with people.
Mm-hmm.
And, and I've got friends on this all over the country, so they can see something besides. Anyway, SDRS, I assume that means Record Search Lite. Where can you see firefighting goats graze in Redding? It's got a big picture of a goats there out grazing. How appropriate. But they are good. Anyway, I saw this reel in this big dog. You know those, the guard dogs?
Oh, yeah.
Those big dogs. That's what they do. They're raised with the animals. They guard them. They don't come in the house.
Oh, wow.
And they keep order. Oh, yeah, a couple of dogs, other of the younger dogs, they were, and the big dog just walks over and gets between them, and they both walk away.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, here comes the dog, and like over 100 goats come out of this trailer. So it must have been a big trailer. You can totally see the back. And they head for the brush, and I'm telling you what, this is like some heavy brush in there.
Yeah.
They are going to it.
Going to town.
That dog sits there and just watches them. Gets in the shade.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but these goats do a great job. Mm. And they are environmentally friendly. And the thing about what a goat does, different than a horse or a cow, is this. A horse or a cow, when they graze, their heads go back and forth. So they crop and pull, right? And then they move on to the next, to the next bite.
Yeah.
Goats chew like up and down, kind of like people do.
Yeah.
And they chew it all the way to the roots.
Oh, wow.
That's why they are so good. They will clear an area, and then they will, but they clear it so magnificently.
Yeah.
Cutting so low that it doesn't grow back right away.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why the sheep herders and cattle owners back in the 1800s and maybe after that, if you watch 1923, cattlemen do not want goats on their property
because
they just when they finish, it's gone. Not like cattle or horses.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're so good at this vegetation.
Yeah,
because they just take it down to nothing and they leave goat piles. Of what they've just eaten, which nourishes the soil.
Yeah.
It's not inexpensive to do this, but it's less expensive. You don't have to pay for workers' comp.
That's true.
You don't have to pay for somebody not being there. If somebody can't do their job, they're sold. So it's almost all meat goats. And so if you can't do your job, you're sold. Or you're made into the Saturday night barbecue. Anyway. Is there anything else you'd like to know about this goats thing? Because I've run out of time on this.
I'm enjoying this. Okay. You should be a goat farmer.
Well, here's what I did. Several years ago, and we'll finish up with this. I've told this story before. Several years ago, when we were having all these problems, and I said, why don't we just use goats? And I thought, why don't I get into the goat business? So I called a goat guy. He's from Red Bluff. He had 6 or 10 goats.
Yeah.
Just to find out about goats.
Yeah.
And I said, tell me about this. I'm thinking about this. Of course, you have the initial paying for goats, and you have to pay for a goat herder. I don't think, I couldn't have my producers do it. It's when they finish the show, go, okay, go out and watch the goats out there on this. So
yeah.
He said, okay. He says, I just spent an hour getting a goat's head out of a fence. An hour. And he says, I finally got it out. And the goat looks at me and sticks its head right through the fence. Again. He says, picture 2-year-olds with 4 legs and they're fast. And they're stupid. They will eat everything. So you've got to walk the area.
Yeah.
Because there's certain plants a goat will eat will kill it. Yeah. I didn't know that. But so you've got to walk that whole area.
Yeah.
To make sure there's nothing in there. Then you got to put out the electric fence. Yeah. To keep them in there, and you've got to watch them because they will get in trouble. And I said, well, would you consider being a goat herder for, you know, like 100 goats? He said, no, no. And I kind of let it drop, and then, gosh, 2 years later, here come the goats. Because there's people out there, that's all they do.
Yeah.
They travel from spot to spot to spot. In Quantico, and I've got to run, in Quantico, Virginia, where the Marine Corps, it's kind of crossroads of the Marine Corps, but there's magazines out there where we keep a lot of ammunition for the training and everything.
Yeah.
There was a herd of sheep that was always out there.
Really?
So they would not have to go out and cut the grass
mm-hmm.
with anything that could cause a spark. They did not want a fire mm-hmm. out there. So they had a herd of sheep that just... That was in the magazine area. It was all fenced in, and they kept it down perfect.
That's sweet.
So there's my goat stories. This is the way we're starting off this first segment of the show. Okay, everybody. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Why? Because the insurance companies are pulling out of California. They're having a big meetings now. Judy Maxwell is going to a meeting at the end of this month. We'll be back in September to talk about this. The big problem is the fight between the insurance companies and the insurance guru of California. And it's about, of course, it's about money. Anyway, they're pulling out. But that doesn't help us now. Judy Maxwell, Insurance and Financial, can help you. Judy's been helping people since 1993. She knows when she's on the show and she talks about insurance. If there's anything about insurance and she doesn't know it, it's because they haven't passed the law yet. If you're looking for a second opinion, if you're looking for insurance, come on in. Free review and analysis of what you need and what she can do for you. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Give her a call, 530-221-0441. We'll be right back.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked-in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand-scrub pre-clean and a personal towel-dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Did you know we have the best source of practical wisdom for living in human relationships available to us in the Bible?
That sounds like it might be Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and the Song of Solomon.
That's right. And these books are being taught this fall at Shasta Bible College and Graduate School right here in Reading. I'm Dr. Dave Nicholas, here with Jane D'Angelo, and we're excited about Dr. Tom Myers' Psalms and Wisdom Literature class. Beginning Monday afternoon, September 5th through December 11th, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
That's right. You can enroll for accredited college credit or audit. And remember, Dr. Mike is the Bible memory man who recites God's word from memory.
Register today for Dr. Meyer's class. The wisdom you gain may change your life. So call 530-221-4275 and enroll for either credit or audit. That's 221-4275.
On down to Wind River Resort and Casino and sail the seven seas
with our $55,000
cruising through fall
swipe to win drawing.
Swipe your free River Club card daily to win instant prizes
like drawing entries for your chance to be one of 10 winners to float away
on the cruise of your dreams.
Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m.
Final drawings on August 31st and September 28th.
For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The top priority of our elected officials should be addressing crime and homelessness in our county. Instead, Supervisor Kevin Cry has prioritized canceling voting machines, thus costing our county millions and millions of taxpayer dollars. We are stunned. This is why we recall Cry. Shasta County District 1, let's take our county back. As early as March, we elect a fiscal conservative that prioritizes our family's safety. Go to recallkevincry.org. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're calling in Dubai. Good morning. Hey, by the way, we are streaming at KCNR1460.com. Cover the world. And if you've got relatives in Denmark or Cambodia or someplace, yeah, just let them know what, and you can hear what's going on in our town. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Really like these people down there. Your car or truck comes out sparkling clean. You got a pleasant person on the end when you come out of the tunnel there that wipes off your car with a clean fluffy towel or your truck. They have a special soap and wax. It just works great, and it's brushless. You know, it's by cloth. But your vehicle comes out looking great. Located on the corner of Market and Eureka Way, which is right down the street from us, so it makes it easy to get there. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10, you get 3 free at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Okay. Shasta supervisors meeting shut down amid shouting. One man threatened with arrest. According to the article here, I wasn't out there. People ask me, Carl, do you ever go to those border supervisors meetings? I said, I don't have 6 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours. What I do is I will look at the video and play it. And then fast forward through stuff.
I hear you.
You know, I mean, I think it's great that people are there. I think it's not so great that they get turns into the shouting matches or people calling each other names or whatever. It started about an hour after the meeting commenced when Chair Patrick Jones ordered security to clear everybody out of the chambers when numerous people in the audience began shouting at a speaker and then started yelling back and forth among themselves. You know, democracy is messy. It really is. But if you're trying to conduct business, there should be some decorum there. He had ordered audience member, Jones had, Nathan Pinkley, who had yelled out to the speaker from his seat to be quiet. And they can do that. You can't speak from, you can't just join in and raise your voice because, you know, a person's got us 3 minutes and all this. And Pinkney kept talking, according to the report. Jones told me he told him to leave before ordering security to remove him. But Pinkney refused to move from the seat because he was told by the sheriff that private security cannot make him do anything. And if that's true, which I don't know if it is, because that's something you have to check. I asked the sheriff today. If private security can't, you know, have people restore order, and why are we paying private security there? I thought there were there's courthouse marshals, but maybe they don't fall into that. And there's also two sheriff's deputies in there. Jones told him to leave before security to remove him, but he refused to move from his seat, and many people in the audience began yelling back and forth. Then he ordered security to clear the chamber at about 10:20. By 11, the board members had left the chamber and the lights were off. And CEO David Rickert said the board meeting would resume, but he just didn't know when. And it opened again about 12:45, and the meeting continued. As I've talked to you about the racial slur, and that's what happened before. Pinckney said that Jones is unfairly singling him out. It's clear that Patrick Jones is targeting me directly because of whatever I do. My politics, fact, I get under their skin. Who knows? It could be, Nathan, it's because you're yelling from your seat. I mean, this is just off the top of my head. It could be because you're yelling from your seat and they're trying to have a meeting and you won't be quiet. Because there are rules in there that says you can't do that. And according to the article, he was warned several times, but continued. Sheriff Michael Johnson, you know, gave a presentation to supervisors on strategies for reopening the floor of the jail. That's not in here. What the plan was, which I think is probably more important than the story.
Yeah.
Why isn't that in there? And then it's because somebody was talking about the jail, and why isn't it open? Why aren't you all looking at that? Blah, 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 blah. Okay. And the other big thing that is obviously huge news, but not the sheriff's plan, was that Kevin Cry had been, and Supervisor Cry had been invited to Mike Liddell's, he had some kind of thing. And they had Cry being one of the speakers, and then Cry said, no, I pulled out of that.
Mm-hmm.
That was big news to him. Much bigger than the sheriff to plan to reopen the jail. All right. Hey, okay. We come back. We're going to be talking with Authority Property Management. And this portion of the show is brought to you by, Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, our favorite jewelry store of choice. It's locally owned, locally operated. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading with the only watch repairman in the whole area is at Four Winds Jewelry. Fair prices, great selection of jewelry. You don't have to worry about it. Four Winds Jewelry, like I said, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
High school football action is back, broadcast live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com. As teams hit the gridiron, now's the time to sponsor a high school football game or games for only $300 per game, which includes 1 month of advertising, 4 30-second ads per day, Monday through Friday, between 6 AM and 7 PM. Your business promoted in and out of each commercial break during the game or games you sponsor, plus an interview during the morning show, and 3 30-second bonus ads on Saturdays and Sundays between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. Don't miss the live interviews with coaches and players. We'll also discuss the rosters featuring backstories on the coaches, players, and teams. We'll throw in pre- and post-game announcements, along with play-by-play high school football action, live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com.
If you would like to sponsor a high school football game or games, call Sue McClain or Tyler Chapman at KCNR at 530-605-4565.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterwork Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale along with all roses and stuff. Looking for particular trees or shrubs? See if we can special order it for you. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise, drought-tolerant shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday. Come in and take advantage of our crepe myrtle and rose sale. Gold Leaf Nursery is located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. 7:32 in the morning here on the 16th of August. It's 80 degrees already.
Good Lord.
80 degrees.
That's
already
hot.
Okay, get ready. It's going to be a heat advisory. It's a heat advisory out today. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. Jeff Worst has been doing this for a couple of decades, and he does not take a chance with your safety. He can fix anything from a small chip to a crack in your windshield that's over 24 inches in length. If you want a free inspection and analysis, drop by 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. He fixed a crack in my windshield literally 16 years ago, and you still can't see it. That's the kind of work he does. Thoroughly endorse what he does down there. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And I'm here today with Authority Property Management and Aaron Robertson and Jolene Robertson, which is, you kind of heard the song. I couldn't find one with Aaron in it.
I don't know if there are a lot, honestly.
I don't know. Yeah. So we always start off with learning about you all. So tell us a little about you.
Sure. Well, Aaron and Jolene Robertson from Authority Property Management. Spouses renting houses. This is a line you've probably heard something similar from Dennis and Meg Grotting. Jolene and I have been married 25 years, and in 2015, on April 1st, we decided to launch Authority Property Management, and it's turned out to be quite the animal. We now manage over 1,000 doors and have a team of...
1,000 doors?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay, now we're going to get into that in a minute because that's a big number.
It is. A big number. It is.
It's, now, are you all from Redding? Transplants? What's your story?
Yeah, I'm from Redding. Jolene's actually from Ventura County. So yeah.
Come on in and say hello. Get in closer.
Good morning. Southern California is where I grew up.
Okay. And ended up here. Mm-hmm. I came from Southern California up here, too.
Did
so, you? Yeah. Why'd you come up?
At the time, my parents were moving up here.
Okay. So that was a long time ago. That's because Linda lived here. That's how I ended up here. Okay. What does a property manager do?
Well, to sum that up, we basically take the part-time job with a schedule you don't control away from an investor so they can own a rental property similar to how you would have stock.
Mm-hmm.
So we handle all the ground-level work, you know, from marketing, advertising, showing the properties, you know, vetting tenants, and then ultimately when a tenant is chosen, plugging them in and getting them moved in, and then, you know, handling the day-to-day maintenance and repairs, accounting. And then as tenants decide to move along, we handle the entire move-out process as well.
You make this sound really easy, Aaron. Anybody could do this. Wrong.
Well, my
wrong.
My team sure can. I have an excellent team, and they do an amazing job at it. So, yeah, it can get extraordinarily complicated at times.
Oh, I imagine. I can imagine. Now, the handling 1,000 doors, which is 1,000 properties, I imagine. Is that?
It's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 700 properties.
Okay.
Some of them are multifamily.
Oh, okay. Where are they? I mean, they're not all here in Redding, are they?
Yeah, we manage properties up into Lakehead, all the way into the northern Tehama County. We go into Shingletown and as far as French Gulch to the west.
Are there a lot of rentals in French Gulch?
No.
What do you do with the one rental up there in the whole place? No, I'm just kidding. There's probably more than that.
That's one of our favorite ones to drive by and check on is you get to go right by Whiskeytown Lake.
Okay, so I have an investment property, let's say. So I hire you to do it. What can I expect then from you? Do you do, like, every month go by and look at the property and make sure? I mean, do you have, like, in their contract, we can stop in and take a look at the property?
The units that we do what are referred to as pass-by or drive-by inspections pretty regularly. And then typically we'll get inside once per year and do a full inspection and where we're providing photos to the property owner and a full report of how things look and, you know, tenant condition and attitude. So, yeah.
Well, see, I had a rental property once and I was gone. I was in the Marines. I deployed all the time and I hadn't been back in a year. Maybe over a year. And when I came back, my property manager had been giving me these reports. And I come back, she says, I need to talk to you. And I think, need to talk to me? Well, it turns out there were two German Shepherds in there. And
oh, no.
And, oh, no, no. It just was downhill from there.
Sure.
And these were Marines, like I was, and very senior Marines. But they had essentially trashed my property. And I said, did you ever go in there and look? That's why I always ask, didn't you go in there and look? No, essentially.
Oh, bummer.
Because they paid on time, and the drive-by on the outside was fine. The backyard was destroyed. The rugs were gone. At that, you know, I had to replace everything in the house. Then they wanted their damage deposit back.
Of course.
I said, oh, I'll be more than happy to take this one to court. And I never heard anything again. But that's kind of what people, when they hand their property over to you, they expect, and maybe it's not rightfully so, but they expect the property to be the same shape it was when they handed it over, you know, with normal wear and tear. Should people expect that?
Well, I mean, like any investment, you could have something go sideways on you, right? Just like buying stock in a company and then maybe the CEO does something, you know, really inappropriate and the stock tanks the next day. So, I mean, I wouldn't say the property managers are to be more of an insurance company to prevent that. It's not something we can ultimately prevent, but Julian and I are firm believers that if you take the time and due diligence to find the right tenants up front, right? Which we know a lot of people are in a hurry to get a renter in and they just jam anybody in there and overlook credit or rental references or, you know, maybe never even met the tenant. But if you do your due diligence on the front, you can avoid 90% of that just by finding the right tenant the first time around.
Oh, yeah. My in-laws rent. They've rented the same home for 7 years down in Granite Bay. They're the perfect renters. They
nice.
Take care of the place. I mean, they really take care of the place. They pay on the first of the month.
Perfect.
I mean, all of that. And that's why they've been in there for 7 years. And this was the first year they raised their rent because of property insurance.
That's a thing now.
Yeah. And it went up like $300 a month. Of course, not having it you know, not having it changed in 7 years. But still, and it's, it all comes down to the insurance. And then they just gave him another year's lease.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, but those are the kind of renters that you're looking for. Is that right?
Most definitely. I mean, somebody that'll pay on time and take care of the place is really what we need.
Yeah.
You know, every owner's just looking to have their investment sustained over the time that they own it and have it in sellable condition when it's time to part with it, or remain in good condition so they can keep it rented over the years and enjoy the cash flow.
Well, is there, do y'all handle short-term rentals too?
No.
No. Okay.
That's cool. Nope, stay away from them.
That's probably, well, good. I mean, not good, but I mean, that's difficult too. As you know, Reading's gone through some changes in the last few months.
Well, something we kind of keep in mind, you know, some of our competition we see does, you know, short term, long term. You know, they're managing all different sorts of things. Some of them, you know, sell properties. And one of the things that Joanne and I decided when we launched Authority was just to really do one thing, long-term rentals for investors who, you know, have purchased them and really be great at one thing. We're not shifting our focuses all the time. Yeah. And short-term animals, that's a whole different animal. Those come with a whole new set of challenges and opportunities.
Challenges, I like that. That's true. Okay, so the big thing then is, okay, so now I want to rent one of your homes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do you want from me? Jolene, he points at Jolene. Thank you, Jolene.
Well, we want an application.
Yeah.
We want to get a month's worth of income, and we want your driver's license, and then we run your credit. We're going to check your references. We're going to verify your employment, and then we pass it on to the owner.
Okay.
And then the owner makes the decision.
Makes the final decision.
Yeah, of course.
You check their references, you check their income to see if they can pay for it mm-hmm. every month, how long they've been in, probably how long they've been employed.
Believe it or not, we've had people apply and then quit their job. They think we're not going to verify their employment. So we call their employment the next day and they're like, oh, they quit. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, but then the next question is, did you go to another job that paid you more? Did they do it in a sense of trying to mislead you on that?
Well, that's my assumption, considering, you know, you turn in an application on Monday, and on Wednesday when we call, they're like, they quit. So it's kind of like they knew it or they didn't expect us to call. I'm not really sure.
Isn't that strange? Do you ever do background, like criminal?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
You do a criminal background, too?
And we most definitely have that. That's been a part of our service in the past.
Okay. That's kind of good to know is, you know, you've got a job, okay, you've got references, okay, and but you've been arrested 12 times for, you know, for having a drug house. You don't want that.
No. Yeah.
No.
But it is kind of hard to pull their criminal because each state reports separately. So if they have no criminal in California, they might have criminal in other states.
Yeah.
So unless
But at least you check that. And I find this very refreshing that before you put somebody in there, that you've gone through such an extensive background, because you want them to be like my in-laws, June and Tom. You want them to take care of the house, love them to stay there for a long time, and pay on time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes.
Okay.
And that's exactly what we're looking for.
Well, if they move up here.
Perfect. We will call you.
You're the first person we'll call.
Absolutely love it. Perfect.
Okay, great. I'm here with Authority Property Management, Aaron and Jolene Robertson. We're talking about, you know, a little bit about them. Aaron's a local guy.
I am. I was born and raised here. It's interesting when I drive around town, I can remember when Walmart and Target and that whole side of town was just a field, and we used to ride our dirt bikes over there.
Now, how long ago was that? That wasn't that long, because you're not that old.
Gosh, that was while I was in high school, graduated in 93, so, you know, late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, because I hear that story a lot. I moved here 16 years ago.
Okay.
And, you know, of course, Hilltop was there and Costco and all that, but I hear these stories all the time that was a dirt road not that long ago.
And I think it's probably gone after you arrived, but we used to have a drive-in theater that sat just about where Hilltop Diner is and the hotel that's right behind it.
Yeah, that wasn't here when I got here because I love drive-ins.
Yeah,
I love to be able to just, you know, go to drive-in, the ambiance and all that, and sit in your car. And,
sure. Seven people in the trunk and get everybody in for $5.
Yeah, and this is the funny thing. Yeah, okay, everybody get in the trunk. And it's one of those, okay, it's $5 for the car. And you've got all these people. They don't care how many people are in the car.
It's true.
And you're trying to hide people. Yeah. Okay.
The more people you bring, the more popcorn they sell. It works out good for them.
You know what? I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got to take a break here. And like I said, we're with Authority Property Management. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. We really push the local businesses, as you know. And Cornerstone Community Bank is a local business, local board of directors. They started 16 years ago. And they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, one on California Street, the other over there in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, and their newest branch down in Anderson on Ventura Street. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. Very happy with the way we're treated there. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Get ready to hit the dance floor and experience American country music band Sawyer Brown at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, September 14th. Sing along to some of your favorite hits like Some Girls Do, The Race Is On, and Thank God for You. Tickets for this event are just $50 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Must be 21 to attend this event.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
Hey Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Welcome back. Good. I haven't heard that song in a while there, buddy.
course.
It was, who knows?
There's so many covers of this song. It's like...
Is that right?
Yeah, there's like a million covers.
This portion of the show brought to you by the PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging. That's the name of it. PSA does not mean public service announcement. It's PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging. They have a Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. It's no cost to the people in the program. And the whole mission behind this is reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. I know somebody that called them, and they were responsive to them. They were setting up a time to come out to their house. And that's what they do. They come out to your home, and they look at every way they can help. Grab rails in the showers, maybe railings on the steps, anything they can do to help prevent a fall. Give them a call, 530-842-1687. And I'm here with Aaron and Jolene Robertson from Authority Property Management. We talked about how they got here. Well, Aaron didn't have to go anywhere. He was here, and as we talked about, he used to ride his bike on what became Hilltop. You talked about a drive-in. I love drive-ins. And but when you grew up here, but then Jolene came up from Southern California because her parents were moving here. Mm-hmm. And so did you grow up mostly here then?
No, it was when I was an adult. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you came
and,
up. Yeah.
So cost of living was less expensive, and I just
that's
got
what
married.
They say.
Rent was $300.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and it wasn't that in Southern California.
Rent was $300.
Yeah.
Can you find a $300 place now?
No.
Yes, but you can't live there and you can only store your items there. Or maybe your boat.
Okay. Hey, let's talk about the market here. You said something to me I was a little surprised about. Because I kind of follow this. We have a realty firm that comes in once a month, and we talk about the number of houses available in the market. And they have been at one point it's supposed to be around 1,200. Mm-hmm. It was down to 300 at one time a couple years ago. Now it's up like 600. So I can imagine then, and as we talked about during the break, a healthy market has 5 to 10% houses available for rent, but our market was around 3%. But you just had some good news, though. I mean, you said that there's more homes available now than there were, and the numbers are rising.
We're actually just returning back to normal. You know, when COVID started to affect us, you know, we had a lot of folks moving here that could work remotely. So we had a big influx of folks moving to the area. That slowed down now that people are able to return home or, you know, get back to working in the offices in, say, San Francisco, Sacramento, San Jose, those cities. Uh-huh. So we've seen a slowdown in that. That coupled with, you know, this phenomenal interest rates that we've seen, you know, because the inventory was short and the buyers were thin on the sales side for a little while, you know, you had a situation where people would buy a second home and their intention would be to sell their first home, and then they'd put it up and wouldn't be able to sell it at the price that they were looking for. And to turn it into a rental really makes sense because they might have a 2.5% or a 2.9% interest rate, which makes it much easier to cash flow on a rental these days. While we were offline talking during the break, you mm-hmm. know, landlords now have to contend with additional utilities, in some cases,
well,
PG&E, maybe more expensive insurance for the landlord plan.
Which just, I mean, that drives the price up.
It does. So the folks who maybe had that first home that they wanted to sell after moving into their second purchase can turn them into a rental with those low interest rates and have a much better opportunity to cash flow than, you know, say an investor coming in right now who's going to get an 8%, note. So that's starting to add some extra inventory to the marketplace. We're seeing some larger, higher-end units coming onto the market. And renters are starting to have quite a few more choices, so.
And so the prices are coming down because if you can ask $5,000 a month, but you're going to get $5,000 a month. Do you wonder why sometimes people that obviously could afford to buy a house don't? Well, I mean, I see that.
We probably because of the position we're in are are privy to that information pretty regularly. I mean, it could be a lot of things. It's interesting. We have one property owner that we manage property for, and he lives in another one of our property owner's properties. Mm-hmm. And his reason for that is because when he lives at a property he owns, he feels like he has to deal with everything. One of the examples he gave was, you know, the driveway's all cracked. I always feel like every time I'm coming and going, I need to hire somebody to replace the driveway, and I don't like that feeling. So I live in one of your owner's rentals so that I can not care about it. And if he keeps it in good condition, I'll stay. And if he lets it get bad, I'll move. Crazy reason to live in a rental. He owns other rentals that we manage, so it's not a money issue.
Huh.
For him, it's a stress issue. But lots of folks move to our area, too, and aren't sure what side of town they want to live on, what, you know.
How long they're going to be here. Yeah, all those, especially if they're in that working at home type thing, and they're working, you know, their main office is in San Francisco or someplace. I can see that. Okay.
Yeah, so they might rent for a few years just because. And we also saw a lot of folks on this downturn, on the high upturn of the market and where the prices were so crazy, where they moved out of their home, avoided capital gains, put all the money in the bank and started renting a house. But, you know, now they have a couple $100,000 in the bank, gives them some freedom to go do lots of other things. So sometimes that's the situation, is they just wanted to get all the cash out of their house and into the bank or other investments.
Okay. All right. So the market, more houses are available. Prices are down. So the market has expanded that way. That's good news, though.
Yeah.
What about what happens if long-term rental? Do you have – you hear the horror stories about which you have to prevent that you have a – four-bedroom house, and there's 10 people in it.
Or sometimes 12.
Sometimes a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, is that part of the deal? They can put in 12 people in the house?
Not typically.
And you know what I'm thinking about? You know, Bethel comes in here, and kids come in for a year or 2 years, and they band together to rent a house like that.
Sure.
I mean, do you have, I know in short-term rentals you can't have more than two per bedroom in there, but there's a lot of things going on with short-term rentals that you all don't need to worry about. But I was just wondering about that, you know, because you hear stories. I've never seen it, but you hear the stories about it.
Well, and there was a time that we did have some folks coming in and maybe were affiliated with one of the schools or a church, and, you know, they would do their best to rent out rooms, right? So they'd rent a house on their own and then try to sublease the rooms, 2, 3, 4 people per room to gather all the extra cash to cover, you know, their nut to go to school.
Yeah.
So two things. One is, you know, our contracts are all built that you can't do any subleasing. We don't ever want to relinquish control, to someone else as far as who's going to live there. So,
good.
So as soon as we catch that, that'd be a lease violation. We get into the notice period.
Well,
and
see, that's good news to know, because you want to know who's in there, because you spend time and money and effort to find the right person, and then that they sublease it to some Neanderthals. You need to know about that.
Or maybe somebody with a sex offender background or a criminal issue.
I mean,
you know, there could be a lot of challenges once you relinquish control. So,
but that's kind of like when we do the inspections, that's what we're looking for. We're trying to see, you know, if there are additional people. I mean, if you go into a room and there's supposedly only 3 people at the house, but yet there's 2 beds in each room, you're like, what's with that?
Yeah, it's not that you want to sleep in a different bed every night.
Yeah.
So,
you know.
Yeah, well, okay. And then when you see that, you go, you know, I could just see your, you know, like on a radar, your heads go over to the renter and go, what's this?
Mm-hmm. And you start asking questions. It's kind of like when you come in the house and there's a dog bed
and
a dog bowl, but no dog. So they've taken the dog out of the property, being brilliant, but they leave the dog items in the house. So you're like,
is it, if you have an animal, you know, because some people love it, you know, that they love their dogs.
Yeah.
And they're moving here, and you ask, I mean, are there some properties that say no animals, right?
Yes.
And there's others that say yes, but you have to pay more, like a damage deposit or not?
A pet deposit.
Pet deposit. Mm-hmm. Even though the pet usually has less problems than the renter.
Sometimes.
Unless it's 2 German shepherds at your rental.
Oh, my God. I had these sprinklers in the backyard, and they just tore everyone. They just ran into them, just tore them down. Anyway, I've run out of time here. I've really had a good time learning about this. How do people get a hold of you all?
couple ways to reach us. Call us on the phone, 530-410-6085. You could stop by our office at 2663 Victor Avenue. We're a few doors down from Nicolette Glass. Most folks are familiar with that. You can always find us on our website at authoritypm.com.
Okay. I met Aaron and Jolene this morning, and I feel very confident that if I had a house to rent, I would be calling you.
Guess we're on the hunt.
There you go. 1,000 doors. When you come in next time, I want you to tell me it's 1,500 doors.
Okay.
Okay. Wouldn't that be nice? All right, everybody. We're going to take a break, and then Sheriff Michael Johnson joins us to tell us about the new plan that's been kept a secret by the news organizations.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
That's the Georgia indictment as a political zombie apocalypse.
He's a former president of the United States, and he is a current active candidate for president of the United States, running against a party whose four prosecutors have indicted him.
Kennedy telling the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt it's the kind of thing normally seen in banana republics. He adds it poses a big test for the U.S. political system. As Democrats mark 1 year of President Biden's so-called Inflation Reduction Act, they're finding little enthusiasm among the voters.
71% of Americans responding to a Washington Post University of Maryland survey last month said they know little or nothing about the law. The president told donors in Utah last week he regrets calling it the Inflation Reduction Act because, quote, it has less to do with reducing inflation than it does to do with dealing with providing for alternatives that generate economic growth. One group that shares the president's dislike of the name, Republicans. They say not only did the legislation not reduce inflation, but made it worse by pumping billions of dollars into the post-pandemic economy. Bob Agner reporting.
President Biden plans to visit the fire-ravaged Hawaiian island of Maui next week. That's according to the White House. Watching Wall Street, the Dow up 131 points, the Nasdaq 6 points lower, the S&P is 10 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The recent bank failures are serving as a warning about how fragile our banking system really is. As millions of Americans panic, do you know what central banks are doing? Well, they're actually buying up gold at record levels. They're relying on it as a safe haven during these difficult times. That's how confident they are in the dollar. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. We're all Americans who want to protect our family's savings no matter what. I tell people the best option is to diversify their 401k or IRA into physical gold or silver with the help of Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, just text the word FAITH to the number 989898 to get a free information kit on gold IRAs. Look, there's no strings attached. It's not going to hurt you to take action now. So take the first step today and educate yourself. Get your free info kit when you text FAITH to 989898 right now. And I pray you and your family are greatly blessed.
North Korea, predictably, is using the defection of an American soldier as grist for its propaganda mill.
Private Travis King had been in trouble with the authorities in Seoul and was due to be disciplined by the U.S. Army when he decided to sprint across the border from South to North Korea. In a statement released, Pyongyang said the soldier had asked to seek refuge in North Korea because of inhumane treatment and racism he'd experienced in the Army. It added that Private King was disillusioned with inequality in America. Given the international criticism North Korea receives for its human rights abuses, it will no doubt have relished the opportunity to highlight shortcomings in American society.
The BBC's Gene McKenzie in Seoul. Chinese and Indian military commanders pledged to maintain the peace and tranquility along their disputed border in an apparent effort to stabilize the situation following a rise in tension. News and analysis. Townhall.com. An outspoken sportscaster caught up in a COVID controversy is leaving her network.
ESPN and host Sage Steele have settled the lawsuit she filed after being disciplined for comments she made in 2021 about the company's policy requiring employees to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Steele posted on social media Tuesday she's leaving the company where she's worked since 2007 so that she can more freely exercise her First Amendment rights. According to her lawsuit, Steele was taken off the air for 10 days and removed from some high-profile assignments after saying on a podcast that it was sick for a company to mandate the vaccine. Keith Peters reporting.
Videos showing down power lines, apparently sparking some of the early blazes in the Maui wildfires, have become key evidence in the search for a cause. Hawaiian Electric facing criticism for not shutting off the power amid high wind warnings. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free...
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie. Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
You know, we play this once a month. And guess who it's for? Sheriff Mike Johnson. Okay, we'll get to the sheriff in a second. He's over there choking right now. Okay, good morning, everybody. It's the 16th of August, 8:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's with me today, and he's got the weather.
Good morning. We are going to have a high of 108 today. We had a low of 79 last night. There is a heat advisory, in fact, through Thursday night. Tomorrow, we have a slight chance of showers, and that will continue through tomorrow night with thunderstorms and showers. More showers. It's going to cool off as we near the end of this week. Next Tuesday, we have a high of 87, which will be pretty nice.
87?
87.
So in 1 week, it goes 20 degrees.
And it might be raining.
And so, it might be raining.
Yeah.
Well, hey, the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that does a lot for our community. They support so many of the nonprofits in this, but they also support their customers. They treat their customers as friends. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have all types of plans for people that are buying propane from them. From the Kinney family at Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Well, Liam and I started the show off today by discussing the lead story in the Record Searchlight was goats. With a picture of goats, you know, hey, if you want to go see where the goats are eating, that's your lead story. Then the Board of Supervisors, brouhaha they had yesterday. And I poured through everything I could find the sheriff's plan.
Didn't find it, did you?
Didn't find it anywhere. Anywhere. So, but I knew the sheriff was coming on this morning. So, good morning.
Good morning,
Sheriff John.
Good morning. Thank
How
you.
Are you?
Thanks, Liam. I like to start my day off like that.
I love playing it.
We forget this on other Wednesdays. It's just when you come in, it just seems like it triggers all of us here.
I like it.
Okay. All right. The floor is yours.
The floor is mine. So, we laid out a staffing plan yesterday at the Board of Supervisors, which kind of had a two-prong approach where we laid out a plan that will support a permanent solution to staffing the jail, which will take some time. Granted, it's, you know, nothing happens overnight, and especially when you're talking about public safety staffing, it's quite a process to get people through a background, through an academy, trained, and then let loose on the job. So I'm not saying that first part of that prong of that plan is long-term as far as implementation. I realistically, year to year and a half to get it implemented. And then we brought out a second part of that plan, which was a more immediate, let's get the jail floor, the level of the jail open, while we are working on this long-term plan, and that way we can open that level and get beds open and house more criminals in the meantime. So that second part of the plan included asking my public safety partners to contribute bodies and help us get it open.
Okay, so so you're asking the Anderson Police Department and the Redding Police Department to cough up bodies.
And the DA and the probation and the marshal.
Because they all have...
They're all sworn. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm asking all of those Kappa bodies, and not just them. I'm going to go to my department heads within the county, and even like places like the auditor, public works, I mean, all of them, and asking them to cough up a body, a non-sworn body. So, because I have several non-sworn positions in that jail that can be filled. And if I could fill some of those non-inmate contact duties in the jail, then I can pull the correctional deputies from doing those duties and move them around and still open the floor that way.
Now, you've had a banner year in recruiting. Could I say that?
Yeah, yeah, we've done pretty good.
You got
45 people, and we've lost 48. So -3.
-3. Even after hiring 45 people, you're three more.
Yeah, and that's a frustrating thing in of itself. Just that many, and you know, there's a couple reasons for that, Carl. You know, and I've never balked at saying, yeah, some of that is our fault. Some of that is a cultural issue and a morale issue inside the jail itself, which we've been working really hard at to change. And we're not there yet, but we're certainly farther down the road in a better place than we were when we started working on it. So it's starting to stabilize a little bit. But the other part of that is pay and the just the work environment of work. We've talked about it before.
Oh, yeah. Every time, I mean, Chief Shuler, Anderson, and we all talk about the same thing. Totally different environment than being on the streets. Harder. In my opinion, it's harder. Maybe not. You don't have to walk up to the car. It's got six guys with guns in it. But it's a harder grinder every day.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things, because it's almost like it's like a circular firing squad, is the morale's down because there's not enough people and they're working extra hours, and that has an impact on them.
Yes, it does.
And if there were more people, you would not have that problem.
Which is exactly why we shut down the level of that jail. We were at a point where our staff was working mandatory overtime 6 days, sometimes 7 days a week, not getting their days off, and affects their family life, affects their relationship, everything.
Thinking you're going to go someplace that weekend and then you can't.
Right.
Oh, that's a huge
thing. Yeah, and when you're coming into spring and summertime and you got kids, you know, you want to be with them. You should be at baseball games. You should be out on summer vacations, and that's not happening. So that's why we shut down the level of jail, to peel back some of that mandatory overtime and to stop the bleeding, if you will, because the staff, we're losing so much staff. But we've not been able to recover and get people in that jail. So part of that's a pay issue, and part of that's probably an operational structure issue, which is what we've addressed, which is how we came up with the plan that we did.
Okay. Now, I'm going to take an early break because I'm going to come back and have some questions about this. This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractors and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. I saw one of their backhoes yesterday, the small backhoe. It was right off of Placer Street in the front yard of somebody's house, and they were doing all this stuff in there. And I went by, I honked my horn, and they flipped me off. But, you know, it was this is where you can get from small to large. NorCal Tractor and Equipment, locally owned, locally operated. Nice young couple owns this. They were so successful in Redding that they built a brand new facility down in Anderson. They're located at 2540 Gateway Drive. You can give them a call at 530-221-6800 for all your Kubota needs, whether you're buying or just renting. They're at NorCal Tractor and Equipment. We'll be right back with Sheriff Mike Johnson.
Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. My Father, Connecticut. My Father, Connecticut features a well-aged selection of Nicaraguan tobaccos. A smooth Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper highlights rich, creamy flavors with nutty nuances in any time of day type of smoke with a fantastic draw. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
My name is Bill Evanhoe. I have been a business owner and registered Republican in Shasta County for 53 years. Kevin Cry does not reflect the kind of leadership our community deserves. His bad leadership and votes have been costly and reckless for the citizens of Shasta County. We can't afford the millions of our property tax dollars to replace a perfectly good voting system. Hand counting lends to more errors and more opportunity for fraud. I support the recall.
Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. And a couple of things that are happening. Well, that's September. We won't go into that. But the Grange is having a spaghetti fiat fundraiser, the Sons and Daughters of Italy. It's going to be this Saturday, and it's to help replace the roof on the Grange building. It's going to be August 19th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. At the Reading Grange, located at 4850 Cedars Road. And dinner's going to be spaghetti with meatballs and their world-famous red meat sauce. Salad and garlic bread, and you can either come inside where they have air conditioning and a full bar with really good prices on drinks, or use their drive-through service. $18 for adults, $6 for children under 12. So, and they also are auctioning off a rifle. So, for more information, call John Tosello at 530-365-5978, or just do like Linda and I will probably do, is just show up, get our dinners, and the money's going to a good cause. And speaking of good causes, we have Sheriff Mike Johnson here, and he's outlining his two-pronged plan on how to get the jail back into full operation. The first prong is going to take some time, up to 18 months. But the second part is now. So what does that entail? We'll go back to the first part, but the second part. Because people, it's on everybody's mind.
It is, Carl. And, what's going to entail is a lot of flexibility and a lot of cooperation from all the partners that I'm asking to help. The jail and the problems with that about releasing people is a community problem. It affects the entire Shasta population, all of our citizens. So that's why, and I've heard the argument of, yes, well, this is a county, you're a county agency, it's a county problem, the county should fix it. Well, partially true, but we're in a situation where it's a little more dire and we need some help. I need help. And so I'm asking those agencies to lend me a body. And the plan with that is I'm asking them, or I'm suggesting one of the ways that they can do that and we can work this is they give me, they do 6-month rotations. So let's say you run the DA's office, Carl, and mm-hmm. So you're going to give me a body. You can give me a body for 6 months. I'll train them. I actually proposed to the county that we even pay their salary, whatever it is, while they're there. I'll train you. You work in the jail for 6 months. Then you can rotate out and another person could come in. And I'm asking for a 18-month commitment. That's just 3 rotations of lending me a body. And what will happen is during that those rotations will immediately, and when I say immediately, it's not next week we'll open the jail because it's going to take a lot of MOUs. Definitely cooperation from the unions. That's going to be the key. They're going to have to step up the plate and actually cooperate.
I didn't even think about that. But if you're, let's say you're on patrol with Reading Police Department, and, okay, your assignment for the next 6 months is county jail. You've put them in there, and now you get to help watch them. Their salaries are going to be different.
We haven't worked out any of those details. No. I haven't come to the table with everybody to actually figure that out. But I would say no, your salary, your benefits and everything stay with the same.
No, that's what I mean. Assigned. So the police department's getting paid this much. Well, they'll still get paid that. They're not going to get punished for going over there.
Right.
But they'll come on over and work there.
So one of the,
how many people do you need?
Realistically, I need 10, 6 sworn and 4 non-sworn. I want 7 sworn and 5 non-sworn just to give me a little bit of flexibility and, cause something always comes up and happens.
So, 6 sworn and?
Yeah, and so here's what, as part of the plan, as a sheriff's department would start off, I said I will give 2 sworn and 2 non-sworn. Because okay. I should be the biggest contributor. It's my
right.
jail I'm trying to run. And then I'm asking just for 1 from each. And
okay.
1 sworn from APD, 1 sworn from RPD, 1 from the DA, 1 from the marshal, 1 from probation. That'll equal 7.
That will give you what you need then.
Yeah. And then but I still have a balance of 3 non-sworn that I need. I want those non-sworn to come from some of my other county departments.
I can't imagine that they don't have at least 1 or 2 in there that are wondering what they do all day.
Well, Carl, there's a couple of different aspects to this, too. So those non-sworn, if they're coming from one of the other departments in the county, it could be that it's going to be a pay raise for them for 6 months because I'm going to pay them at least the base rate for the job they're going to fill.
Oh, yeah.
So if they're making less than that, they'll actually come in for 6 months and make a little bit more. The other one of the partners when we initially were talking about this said, well, maybe they could give me cadet because they're non-union, so they wouldn't have the union issue, and they could come in as great training as part of their training program and their entry level into law enforcement for 6 months. And that cadet would be a pay bump for 6 months and get the training. So there's options out there and there's things. The difficult part of this, again, is getting people to come to the table and the cooperation, because it's very easy to make the argument on why not to do it. It's harder to...
We're past that.
So we're harder to come to the table and figure it out.
Carl Bott's opinion, we're past that. Now we all got to give. And I know it's tough, and I don't know what the union problem would be, except they don't, hey, I didn't sign up to work in the Reading Police Department and then go work in the jail. But I think if you showed a light at the end of the tunnel that we can get How many more people could you put in that jail if you opened up the third floor?
About 110, 120.
Okay, so we could fill that the first 2 days. So, but those are bad guys who get off the streets, which would theoretically make it that you have less things, less bad guys out there.
Well, absolutely you would. And the more beds we have and the less people we have to release, let's put it that way, the better off we're going to be as a community. And then we're going to have to start working on the next step because it's the courts and the DA that are backlogged too, which keep a lot of people in my jail.
Okay, I'm going to go to a really early break because I want to get into that and once we start, not stop. But I do have a minute for this. My brilliant idea was let's go find a contractor who will give us the people. I had jobs working for the armed forces, carrying guns and doing all kinds of stuff. Many people, thousands of people do that. About hiring a contractor firm, bringing them over, and then as we hire people, and I was thinking like 20. I didn't know how many people you need, but say you had 20 there. Yeah, it's going to be much more money up front, but you don't have all the workers' comp, you don't have retirements, you don't have health, any of that. What's your response?
My response is I tried that. I went down that road. I actually proposed that to Sheriff Pasenko when he was in. And when I got in here as sheriff, I looked at that right away because I would do that in a minute if I could. Carl, it's a great suggestion. We tried to do that because of BSCC, which is Bureau of State Community Corrections, the oversight for jails. That's not allowed in California. That's not an avenue we can go. However, I only looked at that for correctional deputies. I didn't look at that for like my PSSOs, my support staff in that jail. So I may be able to do that to fill some of those support roles, which would help with the staffing. So it's something I will fall back and look on again.
But, and I knew that I'm not brilliant, but I knew you must have looked at it. And when it didn't go that way. So that's the reason is I know there's a law that you cannot have a privately owned corporation running jails here, but I didn't know it fell down into the thing too of security companies putting people in jails under the supervision of the local authority.
My plan B was that when that didn't work for me, Carl, is I went to a temp agency and contracted with a temp agency to start sending me applicants for correctional deputies to try to get people hired that way, and that was not very successful either.
Okay. And last thing is, we've paid bonuses to have people come here and sign up. You had three lat move correctional officers that you paid $15,000 as a signing bonus.
Yep, three of them, and all three have quit and given the money back.
Gave the money back.
And the primary reason was they came from my neighboring counties working at the jails there, and there were small jails that they worked in, and they came to our jail and were overwhelmed. One of them got assaulted, never had been assaulted before in her life, and had worked in the jail a long time. Overwhelmed her. She quit. She got out of law enforcement altogether. And the other two, the workload was too much for them. They didn't realize what they were up against.
So they gave back their $15,000.
Gave back their $15,000 and left.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. This is a locally owned, locally operated shop, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments only. Give them a call at 530-244-9478. Now, that works out great for me and other busy people. Not so busy. You can pick the day and time you want to go. Roll in there, get a great haircut. I've never had a bad haircut there in 15, 16 years. At Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back with Sheriff Mike.
Don't miss the 105th annual Intermountain Fair Labor Day weekend on 8th Street in MacArthur. This year's theme is Stars and Stripes and Fair Delight. Wristbands can be purchased at the fair office or by calling 530-336-5695. The fair will feature a parade, pageant, cooks, racing pigs, livestock shows, and a junior livestock auction. Grandstand events will feature the Enduro and Little Tykes races, Destruction Derby. And the main event, Saturday night, September 2nd, Jared Hovis in concert at the Bob Thompson Arena.
So here's to the fair. All I've got is this
Gates open at 6 p.m. The show starts at 7. Free admission August 31st for the opening day of the 105th annual Intermountain Fair Labor Day weekend on A Street in MacArthur. September 1st is Senior Day. Seniors 62 and older get in free. September 2nd is Kids Day when kids 12 and under get in free. Kids 5 and under get in free daily. Grandstand event tickets are available online at www.inter-mountainfair.com.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl Lindabad, it's on assignment this morning, and today the 16th, she loves coming in on Wednesdays when the sheriff's here.
Yeah, I'm feeling it again, Carl. Well, I'm going to give her a bad time.
Tell her about it. Yeah, you know, it's,
yeah, breaking my heart here.
she and Mike have this... I don't know. It's just, you know, they see each other and they both, it's like two little puppies sometimes, which is cool. 8:32 in the morning, it's 80 degrees out there. I'm sorry, I lied. It says 86 now. Can that be right? Can that be right?
Let me look.
That could be right.
Drum roll, it's 82. I don't know what you're looking at.
I'm looking at my computer. Right. My computer, you know, let me get my own website this morning. My own website. I couldn't get in. I get in everything else. Anyway, hey, we're here with Sheriff Mike Johnson. We're talking about, and this is probably the first time you hear about it because it's not anywhere else I can find, the plan for reopening the
Amazing,
jail.
Amazing, isn't it? Yeah.
Did you see it anywhere?
All the other drama takes precedence.
Oh, yeah, goats.
Yeah, goats.
Goats
and drama.
Goats and the ongoing civil war in the Board of Supervisors chambers. He's laid out a two-pronged plan, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I want to kind of – the first one's going to take up to 18 months. Mm-hmm. And we haven't really gotten
it. It could take up to 18 months. It could take longer. It could be shorter.
It could be shorter. The second part, though, is immediate, and that's where he's going out, and he's asking from one person, one officer from five different agencies, plus he's putting four of your officers in there, two sworn and two
non-sworn,
to get that floor open
immediately now. And when I say immediately, folks, it's not going to happen next week. I mean, if everybody comes to the table and we work this out, it's going to take a little time still, because we have MOUs to work out, mutual agreements, policy decisions,
training,
unions. We have all kinds of red tape, but it would still, I will repeat it again, it's, if everybody is willing to make it work, we can find a way. And I know we can find a way. Instead of saying, no, we can't, or we don't want to, This is a way we can get the jail open.
Okay. So let's just say that everybody says, okay, we all got a dog in this fight. I mean, we all have a dog in this fight. Saying that, I mean, I'm not on any of those, but if I had one of them, yep, I want you to suck it up for 6 months, and we're going to replace you with somebody else.
Right.
You know, we need to do this to get this for our community. And I have not met any law enforcement or anybody that was not so much for our community. So maybe that they go, okay. Now, the long-term plan.
The long-term plan.
We talked about bonuses, and I hired people. They stay a month or 2 months, and they're out of here.
It's tough. So, across the state, when I go, you know, Carl, I go to state sheriff's meetings quarterly. And when I talk to my sheriff partners in the state, there's really three different models out there running the jails. One is a jail that's run by 100% deputies. They don't have correctional deputies. It's just a deputy. Same level as the street. They also have them in the jail. That one's the most successful. The second most successful one is a kind of a blend of some deputies and some correctional deputies.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third model is what we've got is correctional deputies with some support staff. Everybody that has the model we have is suffering. They can't find staff. They can't keep staff. They can't retain them. They're having to use dispatchers sometimes to come in and help staff the place. It's just not a good model. So what we've done is we've taken this blueprint basically from Placer County. They have the model that we proposed in place where how we're proposing to do it is we have these kind of outer services with the jail. So you know that we're converting courtroom 2 into programming and video arraignment. Courtroom 1 is going to be the holding area for our transportation back and forth to court. We also have a transportation unit that runs statewide, runs them to prison and runs prisoners around statewide. And then we have alternative custody program, which is out in Breslauer. And we do a large amount of bookings out there to keep them from the jail. So all those are staffed by correctional deputies. So what we want to do is change that, and we're only asking for 5 new positions, but it's a total of 15. So total of 10 of these positions, we want to change the classification. We want to change those to deputies.
Okay.
And the correctional deputies that hold those positions, we want to pull them back into the main jail to staff the main jail. So what you'll have is you'll have regular deputies that go through the 23-week academy and that go through a core academy training, which is custody. But these deputies will be assigned to the custody division. These are 8-to-5, Monday through Friday jobs, weekends, holidays off, that pay the same as we pay patrol deputies. So in essence, when you have a officer who is very tenured, maybe tired of pushing around a black and white and chasing guys on the street, wants to finish his career as a deputy, still deputy pay, but 8-to-5, he can go to that position. We have people inside that jail that are currently correctional deputies that want to become deputies. And whether they want to be on the street or they want to be assigned to the custody division and stay work in the jail, but a deputy pay and deputy status, they'll be given preference to go to those jobs as well. And we also, consequently, when we do that, we have a little, one, it kind of breaks down the wall of us versus they, you know, the correctional deputy versus the deputy and the issues that go on there. But we also have mentoring going on and a little bit different dynamic with that whole jail model. It works for Placer. It's much easier to hire deputies than it is correctional deputies.
How big is their jail?
Placer?
Yeah. Is anything like ours?
It's probably almost double ours.
Okay.
Yeah,
so they've used this on a bigger facility than we have, and it's working for them.
Yeah.
So what I understand then is that you're going to hire people, they go through the academy, but they're going to be doing an 8-to-5. They're not going to be pushing black and whites. You're going to give first preference to deputies you have right now so you can move them into that, and then the next guys are coming in, go back out on the road.
That's correct.
That kind of thing.
Yes, that kind of thing.
Now, but you could hire people that don't have any experience, but if you offer them a job like this,
Yeah, well, this...
You know what I mean? I mean, somebody that, you know...
Yeah, so there...
Is it open to anybody?
Yeah. It'll be the same type of recruitment that we do for a patrol deputy. It'll just be assigned to the custody division. So we'll have two sets of applications out there. You can apply to go to be a deputy in the custody division. We don't have a problem... Or as much of a problem, I should say, fill in those deputy positions because the pay is a lot better and it's a career and the benefits and everything is a lot better. So currently, I think we only have three vacancies for deputies. That's how good that recruitment and retention is going.
Yeah, every time I open up Facebook, you're hiring somebody else.
So by being able to hire for that and being able to suck those positions back into the jail, we have now established a model where it's a career path in law enforcement. You could come in as a PSSO, which is a public safety service officer support role, non-contact member with inmates. You come in as a PSSO. You can go become a correctional deputy. And there's plenty of guys and gals that's their career and they're happy with that and that's where they want to be.
In the jail.
Yeah, in the jail. But there's others that want to be a deputy. So you can come in as a PSSO. You can go become a correctional deputy. Then you can move on to becoming a deputy.
Now, that's the way it used to be.
It used to be that
you would come in for your first 2 years in the jail and be able to move from there out on the street.
Right, and that's what we want to
reinstate. And that was a success.
Yes.
And then somehow over the years, and this has been years and years, they started just because it was cheaper.
Yeah, and I understand why they did it. It was a cost savings, and that's why a lot of the counties did that. But they're all paying for it now.
Yeah, they're all reaping the what you sow there.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so here's an immediate plan if everybody wants to roll in on it. It's not like you're taking a whole division out of a watch, night watch.
Right.
You're taking everybody's going to be whining. Not everybody, but I can see some of the county. Well, wait a minute, we only got two of them. You want one of them? Yeah, that's right. That's right. We want one of them for until we get everything else going.
I had one of my county partners ask me, and fair question, ask me, well, if this was me asking you and it was a community issue and you were understaffed like you are, would you be giving me a person? I said, absolutely, I would. Hands down, I would. I would have for any of the other agencies I worked with. That's what you do. You're trying to do what's best for the community.
And this one, the jail. I mean, you can say a DA, a probation, or Anderson, or Redding. You can say anything you want about it, but this jail impacts on everybody. And we have great officers out there in the Redding Police Department and Anderson Police Department and all these other little organizations. Without a jail to keep these people in.
Well, Carl, one of the things I mentioned yesterday.
It doesn't make sense. Yeah.
Was everybody uses the jail. And
that's what I mean.
Nobody's paying for it except for the county, and it's rough.
Well, we'll see what happens with this. I could see a hang up, not necessarily on the numbers, you know, like with Anderson and Redding, but I could see maybe, you know, people like in the DA's office, I've only got two of them. And you want one. Yeah. Everybody needs to see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Right.
If you can get that open and then the rest of your plan falls into place, then everybody goes back to what they were.
Yeah.
But it's a community working together.
Well, and part of that, what I said with them, Carl, is at the end of that 18 months, if we haven't got that staff, long-term staffing into place, and things aren't going like we think they will, they can pull all your people out. I'll start pulling deputies off the street if I have to at that point.
There we go.
And I think that's fair enough. But if I pull deputies off the street now to do that, it leaves my whole county exposed. It does me no good. All the programs that we've put into place, the rural deputy, the marijuana team, the drug task force, all those things will suffer if we start pulling deputies off the street immediately. And it may get to that, but this is the plan where it doesn't have to.
Okay. I think my long-term plan is like, you know, I'm hiring you to be a patrol deputy, but you spend your first 2 years here. And
when people know that going into it, they're okay with it.
Sure. It's when you bounce them.
But I've got correctional deputies in there who have been hired and told that, and I can't pull them all out of there right now because then I'm already short, so I can't rob Peter to pay Paul. So I need a plan in place where they have a career path where I can hold to that promise or that path.
Wow.
Not an easy fix, Carl.
No, it's not. And we've taken years to get into this. And it's been low pay. It's been, you hire somebody and another agency, doesn't poach them on purpose, but, they look at, oh, gosh, I can go over here and do the same thing, and I don't even have to move. And I get a, $10,000 a year or $12,000 a year raise.
So this plan that we propose is a $1.7 million a year addition to the jail budget.
Okay.
So, but we are contracting with the marshal's office to do the transportation to the court at about $1 million a year. So, when it all comes out, we'll take that transportation part back. And so the net cost of this program would be more along the lines of $800,000 a year to my budget.
So the big thing is right now is transport of the prisoners from point A, a block over to point B.
Yep.
And it's costing $1 million a year.
Yep.
You should go to an outside agency.
Yeah. Well, that is the marshals.
Oh. Yeah, but...
But with the staffing plan, we take that back.
Yeah, no, I
so that's a
that.
Huge, yeah. huge savings in the plan yeah. as well, right? So there's a lot of positives to it.
Well, when you don't have enough people, you got to bring in people. Yeah. So that's the bottom line. You know, Mike, there's been people just outraged because of the jail. I know that you, and maybe you don't want people to know this, but let me tell you, this plays on this man. And because I know Sheriff Johnson, and the different ideas, bonuses, more money, and everything. But when you hire somebody coming from a corrections facility, give them $15,000, and 2 months later they pay it back to you and say, no, no way.
Yeah, you got issues, right?
You got issues.
Right.
You got issues.
And so, and it's a 360 approach, and I want to remind everybody that we'll go right back to that. It's not all about money, but it is partially about money. And the other part of it is about operations and morale and culture. And we're working very, very, very hard on that, 24/7, trying to address that and change that. It's when you've had something in place for a long period of time and it's gone unchecked, it's hard. You don't fix it overnight. It's a process. But I could tell you, we've got great leadership as far as the command staff, and so something we're taking on, and we're implementing a lot of different things.
Well, let me just say this to everybody. It's going to be, people are going to snipe at this. You can understand that, but you can't forget the bottom line. If we want to get this jail, maybe this isn't the perfect plan, but this is not, it's not like it can't be adjusted as we go through
right.
the time there. The whole bottom line on this is if everybody agrees on this thing in probably 60 days, if everybody agreed tomorrow, I don't know how long it will take. The unions, everybody else agrees on it. Probably within a couple months we can get that floor open and we can keep the jail open while we're getting ready for a long-term plan. Now, quickly, because I'm going to let you go, because I know you have to run someplace.
I do.
Is anything on the new jail? Have you heard anything on the new jail?
No, nothing. That's kind of been put on pause here. The priority is let's get this floor open. And there's been some snags on the new jail, so I got nothing to report right now on that.
Okay, I'll have one of the board of supervisors come in and explain it. Explain it to me.
There you go.
Hey, Mike, thanks a lot for being here today.
Carl, I appreciate it.
I know you're running, and I can't wait to see this in writing someplace. But if anybody, if you're wondering what the plan is, go to our archives, listen to what Sheriff Johnson has said, and I'm sure there's going to be problems with it, but it's like every plan.
As always, Carl, I tell people all the time, you got a suggestion, I'm open to hear it, because I pirate little pieces out of different suggestions all the time and try them. So,
well, the part about having a hiring an outside firm. You checked it. You saw the things that had to go with it. And there may be a part of it you can use.
Yeah.
But as far as getting people in, trained security guards, you can't do it because of the rules here in California.
Right.
Yeah. Otherwise, you would have had them in there year ago.
Oh, yes, I would have right away.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Sheriff Johnson.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Liam, thank you.
Please pass on to your people to stay safe, and they're appreciated.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever wanted to memorize Scripture and know it so well that you can share its truth with others without skipping a verbal beat? Have you ever thought that was impossible?
Well then, you've never met Dr. Tom Meyer, nationally known as the Bible Memory Man.
That's right, Jane. In his class that begins September 5th through December the 11th at Shasta Bible College and Graduate School, Professor Meyer will illustrate and teach his proven method of memorizing and reciting God's Word. I'm Dr. Dave Nicholas, here with Chaplain Jane D'Angelo. We're amazed at how Dr. Tom's students respond to the memorization techniques he teaches them. Enroll today for his class, Tuesday afternoon, September 5th through December the 11th, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
That's right. Enrolling for accredited college credit or audit will prepare you for the spiritual battles ahead. And remember, Dr. Meyer is the Bible memory man who recites God's word from memory.
You can register for Dr. Meyer's class today by calling 530-221-4275. That's 530-221-4275.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size to choose from. And right now they're on sale along with all roses in stock. Looking for particular trees or shrubs? See if we can special order it for you. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise, drought-tolerant shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday. Come in and take advantage of our crepe myrtle and rose sale. Gold Leaf Nursery is located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlieu's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlieu's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlieu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlieu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlieu's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlieu's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlieu's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlieu's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlieu's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlieu's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Welcome back to the last segment here in Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:51 in the morning on the 16th of August, and it's either 82 or 85, somewhere in there. But it's hot, and we're under a heat advisory. Be aware, it's going to be 108 today. It's going to be like this. This weekend it starts cooling down, and we may actually tomorrow, Thursday, have a chance of rain. So, there. But we'll see. Let's go to the phones. Nico, how are you?
How you doing, Carl? Hey, listen, I wanted to go back to the supervisor's meeting.
Okay.
I was there.
Okay, good.
And I suspect that you were reading off a Shasta Scout.
No. I was reading out of the record Searchlight.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you what. It's misleading, a lot of it. But I was there, and what has happened at the Board of Supervisors is you have one group that are in favor of recalling Kevin Cry and another group that is against the recall, and there's probably two-thirds more people for the recall than against it.
Okay.
And they have gotten quite boisterous.
Okay.
I was the second speaker there, Carl,
And
I barely got done. And I didn't get done, and there's people yelling, Jeff Godert was one of them, yelling that I'm off topic, that shut him down, Pat, and there were three or four people yelling that. And then Nathan Pinckney, he yells a little bit.
Right.
But all through the meeting, this went on, them yelling, directing Patrick to do this, to do that. And he didn't follow their directions because they've got no reason to do that. It's just that when somebody says something they don't like, they start yelling and protesting. And Pinckney, the whole meeting, he was interrupting, sitting there vocally interrupting. And it got to the point to where it was just chaos. And the point I want to make is these people that come to support the recall of Kevin Cry, do not bring anything to the meeting pertaining to the county. They get up there and they bloviate of what a crappy job Kevin Cry is doing, how he has cost us millions of dollars, how he went back to see Mike Lindell to get advice, how he canceled his appearance this weekend on Mike Lindell's big Freedom Fest or whatever he's having, when in fact that Kevin didn't commit to go to that, didn't give them permission to put his picture on there and say he was coming, and had no intentions of going. But they build up these false narratives to where it just gets ridiculous. Patrick Jones showed a lot of restraint before he wanted Pinckney removed from the chambers. Go ahead, Carl.
Well, thank you. No, what I heard was that he had asked him to not do that several times, and other people, like you said, were, you know, breaking in, and there were arguments that you cannot have a supervisor's meeting if everybody's breaking in on people talking or, you know, making, you know, and I think that's in the rules there, that you can't, you know, you can't break in on people. You can't yell from the audience. When it gets to the point where you have to clear the courtroom or the chambers there to get it back under control, I mean, it's, and then you hear, well, you can't tell me to leave to it from a security guard. You know, if that's the case, if a security guard has no power there, why do we have them?
Well, the thing is, what I'm trying to stress is the people that support Kevin Cry are not creating any kind of an uproar at all. They're not yelling at all. Very seldom.
No, I would never say.
And I wait till I get up there and I kind of run them down. For instance, a couple weeks ago, I got up there and I started off. I says, "Has anybody noticed how our country's gone to hell since President Trump left office and Joe Biden took over?" And you should have heard them go off on me. Have you noticed
that? Biden, you think Biden hadn't been doing a good job?
Well, I think he's deliberately sabotaging our country.
All right, Nick. Okay. Are you on this weekend?
Yes, and I'm going to cover this, and I'll have clips on there.
Okay.
But what I'd like to compare the people that are trying to recall Kevin Cry, they are a bunch like a bunch of sophomores in high school that know they can't get in trouble for disrupting the assembly.
Well, let's just look back 2 years ago.
Okay.
There was a lot of it going from the other side, too.
No, you're talking about the people that wanted to open up the chambers and recall Leonard Modi.
Yeah.
I wasn't involved with that at all.
No, I know, but there was a lot of people that it's the same thing was happening.
It certainly wasn't this bad.
And then now we're back into a circle where the other side's doing it. But my whole thing here, and I think for everybody, is, damn it, we've got a job here in the Board of Supervisors. We need to get work done. This isn't a place to get into pissing contests and stop the work from being done. That's for both sides. Thanks, Nick.
Oh, no, the other side is not in on
it. You know what? It's never either or.
I'll tell you what. You can come to the next board meeting and be my guest. I'll protect you if you're worried about safety.
That's good. I can still carry in there. Okay, thanks. what's today? Wednesday?
Is it only Wednesday?
Yeah, it's hump day. Yesterday, Linda revealed that I was getting a tooth pulled, which is not nobody's business. But since she revealed it, I went down and had a, I'm getting an, what do they call them, an implant. Let me tell you, it took me an hour to get it all done, including the Novocaine and whatever else they give you, and the paperwork, and walked out. The only pain medicine I've had to take is 2 ibuprofen and a Tylenol. That's it.
That's solid.
And I can't begin to tell you, if you have to have it done, it was a pleasant experience. You know, was it pleasant? Well, you know what? The tooth had split. And that's what, you know, they didn't know that until, I mean, they'd had
extra. Did they let you keep
until they pulled it out, and then the thing, you know, broke. I mean, it just came out in two halves there, or together.
Did they let you keep your tooth?
They did. They asked me if I wanted it. You know what I was going to do? I'm going to make it into an amulet.
Yeah.
One half of the tooth I wear, one half Linda wears.
Aww.
And she says, I'm not going to wear it. Okay. Anyway.
You can make them into earrings.
anyway, the it's not, it's never a pleasant thing, but it was as pleasant as, I mean, no pain, no drama, nice people. In a Palo Cedro Dentistry down there, Dr. Dalmy. That's just a shout out because of, now, if I was still laying in the hospital, I probably wouldn't be saying those things right now. But I can tell you, for that experience, thank you, Dr. Dalmy. So, tomorrow, Trish will join me, and we've got Tanessa Audette will join us talking about her run for assembly. And she's got a lot of people now backing her. Jim Pope just said he's going to endorse her too. So we'll talk about what she wants to accomplish if she's in the if she gets elected. But she's also talking about the rodeo grounds. I like to hear that, her being how, what she's